This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, yes, and I've got a detail rag in my right hand wiping all this leather conditioner off my Dodge Viper seat. The crew really did do the leather conditioner on my Dodge Viper seat here today in the Greasy Garage Studio. Greasy, I guess when I say Greasy Garage Studio there, they're saying Greasy Garage, and it is. Oh, yeah, let's get the open sign up. Get that impact gun. Okay, there we go. Six lug screws right in there. We are open for you, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World each and every week on the Genesis Communications Network, syndicated network that I'm so lucky and so proud and so honored to be on, to be able to help you with your cars, your trucks, to give you tips, automotive goods, what on this day, what happened in automotive history. Of course, you're asking, what is Auto World? Well, Auto World is an interactive, informative, all things automotive. And when I say that, the second hour, like I've been teasing you with, we have a special guest on the hotline. Alex, of course, I threw him that welding glove, and he grabbed that hotline. It was that hot. I'm glad I threw you a glove there, Alex, because I don't want you to burn your hand. To dial up and get our special guest on, and our special guest is going to be joining us this whole entire second hour, folks. So the phone number here at Auto World, get your questions ready. Please do. Matt Anderson will be coming with us here. He's sitting in the green room behind that red special guest phone. So the number here at Auto World for you to get your questions answered when it comes to the word Henry Ford Museum. That's right. That number again is 855-660-4261 here at Auto World. And please, if you're bashful about calling in, no problem. Axelrod Alex, of course, will take your call, make you sound good. But you can also email me right now at Auto World Radio, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, Facebook Messenger, you're more than welcome to go for it. I'll take a look and we'll help you out and get you linked in so you can get with Matt right here in Auto World. So without further ado, Matt Anderson is with us live. He is the curator of transportation of the Henry Ford Museum, folks. Let's go live right now to Dearborn, Michigan. Matt, good to have you along here on Auto World. Yep, we'll get Matt here. He's here. I know he is. Maybe the phone's too hot. Anyway, Matt will be joining us. And with that, now, folks, I want to tease you with my Facebook page. My Facebook page is, of course, Mark Evans. I'm sitting behind the microphone. Take a look. If you're not a friend, I'll friend you, and we'll get all linked up. I've got a couple spots left there. Take a look at the photo I put there on my Facebook page, on the Auto World Radio Facebook page also. That Facebook page at Auto World Radio is for you. It's for fun. You can interact and take a look at the picture that I put up there, and also my Instagram account, which is Auto World Media. That is a picture that is car, and I said, hang on, because this car, take a guess what year that car is. And there's a gentleman driving it and also a person that's hanging off the side. And that's why, you know, I typed in hang on. We're going to find out from Matt who is actually hanging on and who is driving and what year that car is and what the name of that car is. That's just one of the displays that is in that Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. I was lucky enough to be in that museum two, three years ago. A little bit longer than that. That was before the COVID. Again, take your mask off, sit back, relax. But that, I was telling Matt on the phone earlier today that I was in, had a chance to go through Fairlane, which is the name of Henry Ford's house. William Clay Ford took me through there, and it was quite interesting. You know, I was walking through there with him, and some places I could take pictures, some places I couldn't take pictures. But overall, this this house. He had a tree house, Henry Ford did, and I got to go through the museum at that time, and I couldn't believe how large it is, the square footage. We're going to get with Matt, find out how big it is, of course, how it's expanded over the years, how many cars, vehicles, trains maybe even in there. I do know that the goldenrod is in there. We might be hitting Matt up on that. What is the goldenrod? What's that car all about? The trophies. I know that the trophies are a big thing in museums, of course. If you've never been to a museum, I know that the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn is one that you need to go to. And again, I'm pretty sure Alex is working to get Matt with us. And of course, once we get Matt with us here, we're going to be going right in. I'm going to put him in the driver's seat. Let him take me down the driver's. Just let him drive us right in through that museum. So put your safety glasses on and get ready for that interview as soon as we get Matt up. But, okay, we got Matt. Awesome. From Dearborn Live. Hey, Matt, welcome.
Hey, good to have you. How are you?
We lost you. Were you going too fast driving one of the old vintage cars in the museum?
That must be it. That's right. Oh.
Well, Matt, it's good to have you along here on Auto World each and every week. We've got a couple folks listening, you know, email-wise also, through the Internet, listening on GCNLive.com, and, of course, all our great affiliates throughout the world. And some of these people, the biggest thing about this, Matt, is that you got some news. This museum is now what? What's the word?
Yeah, we are open now. Absolutely. Yeah, had to close down for a while last year because of the COVID virus, of course, but now we're back open again and looking forward to having people come in to see this new exhibit.
Great. And this being open, what year did the Henry Ford Museum open originally?
We opened in 1929 originally. It was a big ceremony where Thomas Edison himself laid the cornerstone for the museum and then came back for a grand reception. We've been open ever since and kind of keeping to Henry Ford's vision of celebrating American innovation. So obviously a lot of automotive industry innovation, but even beyond that, social innovation in agriculture and other forms of technology. So a little bit of everything under our roof.
Yeah, absolutely. And how big was the museum back in 1929, square footage-wise, Matt?
Yeah, we talked about it in acres, believe it or not. We're about 8 acres for the size of the museum building itself.
Oh.
So it's a good size.
That's the only museum in the world, isn't it, when you're talking about sizes and you're saying the word acres?
It might be, yeah, under one roof, for sure.
Gosh, and you're the curator of the transportation in the museum?
Yeah, so obviously we have a lot of automobiles, about 300 different cars, a lot of Fords, but not all Fords. And then, believe it or not, we have some airplanes and some locomotives and railroad cars as well.
So how do you get them? Do people donate them, or you must be on the phone all the time?
Yeah, we get a lot of offers. And, yeah, most of them come through as donations. You know, there have been some cases over time where we've gotten things right from Ford or even from General Motors sometimes. And other cases, on rare occasions, we might go out and purchase something. But, you know, those are rare circumstances. It's got to be something really special we're looking for then.
Sure. Well, Matt, I want your job.
It's a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Yeah. How did you get where you're at today? What did you do in the automotive industry before this job?
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up in northern Michigan, so, you know, the northern Lower Peninsula, but we used to come down to visit the Henry Ford every couple of years or so. So I grew up knowing about this museum, but went to school in Kalamazoo, Michigan, at Western Michigan University, and studied what they call public history. So it's like a history degree, but it's not for teaching, if that makes sense. History outside the classroom, so archives, libraries, museums, that kind of thing. My first job was out in Maryland, a railroad museum of all places, and then came back to the Midwest, worked in South Bend for a couple of years, the Studebaker National Museum, and most recently was at the Minnesota Historical Society before I came back home to Michigan to the Henry Ford, so a little bit of everything.
Wow, and it took probably quite a bit. You were applying here at the Henry Ford for probably many months, years, huh, to get the job.
Exactly. Yeah, it was one of those things. You know, I knew when the opening came, had to go for it, and it worked out, fortunately.
Well, we're going to, for the full hour, Matt, I'm going to have you with us, and I do appreciate you joining us for the full hour. We're going to put you in the driver's seat, and we're going to have you drive us through the aisles of the Henry Ford Museum, Matt. I appreciate it. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Matt Anderson. He's the curator of transportation of the Henry Ford Museum, folks, live from Dearborn, Michigan. right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on.
Yeah, definitely.
My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer:
yeah, I didn't know, but
Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it.
No problem.
Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have: your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Well, it looks like I got the Dodge Viper seat, all the extra leather conditioner we put on it, the crew put on it, is all wiped off, and now I'm not slipping down off the microphone. We had a little technical difficulties there. We couldn't get Matt up right away because Alex was in the back of the Greasy Garage studio here, a little technical difficulties, and he dropped some wrenches. When you drop wrenches, you can't get the nut tight. So there's a loose nut behind the steering wheel. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Auto World, folks. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along each and every week, and thank you for taking your time out to be with us here in Auto World, interactive, informative, all things automotive, and I'm talking about all things automotive. And today, on that special hotline, guest line, Matt Anderson, he's the curator of the transportation of the Henry Ford Museum, and he's live in Dearborn, Michigan. And what a treat. Matt, thank you for the early Christmas present joining us here on Auto World.
No, it's my pleasure. Great to be with you.
That's a great museum, and I'm going to put you in the driver's seat now, because I want to kind of give everybody, the folks that's been there, okay, that's been quite a few years that they've been there, of course, and it's changed. You keep growing, and now you're talking acres and acres. There is a picture that I put up, and I want to start there real quick in this segment of Auto World, and kind of people have been asking me through emails here, what year is that car and what is it and all that. So let's go. I put a picture up, Matt, that you sent, and this picture is a car that has a gentleman driving it and a guy hanging off the side. And I put that on my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and I put it on the Auto World Radio Facebook page. So please share with us, what year is that car?
Yeah, that car is going to be the first one you see when you come into our new racing exhibit. It is from 1901. It is Henry Ford's Sweepstakes. This is a race car that he built. Folks may not realize that he had actually failed in the auto business two times before he finally found success with Ford Motor Company in 1903. But in between a couple of those business setbacks, he started racing as a way to kind of restore his reputation, get some investors interested in his next go-round, and challenged Alexander Winton to a race in October of 1901. And at that time, Winton was the closest thing we had to a superstar driver in the U.S. Well, Ford was really unknown. Really, even in Detroit, he wasn't very well known at that time. But he challenged him to the race, built the sweepstakes, had his riding mechanic, Spider Huff, who is the other person you see in that picture there. It was a 10-mile event. And in classic David and Goliath fashion, Ford pulled out the victory, and it set him on to greater things, ultimately culminating in Ford Motor Company, the Model T, and everything that came after.
Wow. And how could you possibly ask your friend to hang off the side of the car? tell us, what's the reasoning? Why did Spider Huff hang off the side? For balancing, or...?
Yeah, exactly right. He was on the inside of the turns there, and Spider would have balanced the car as it went around the curves. And also, frankly, to drive that car, it took about four arms. So I have a feeling Spider was operating some of the controls in that race.
Jeez.
But I mean, that was a 70-mile-an-hour car, so that was no easy ride for him.
Oh, so that was my next question. How fast? You said 70-mile-an-hour, and he's hanging off the side of that bad boy. Jeez.
Yeah, that's courage.
Oh, wow. And you're saying this car is displayed in the what zone is it now?
Yeah, it's what we call the dawn of racing. So you go in there, we talk about the earliest racing in the U.S. You know, there's an old joke, when was the first car race? Well, when they built the second car, right? It's not quite that old, but it's pretty close. Our first formal race, I think, 1895 in Chicago. And then, yeah, Henry Ford just 6 years later with that race. So we're fortunate to have that, but not only that car, but also the old 16, the car that won the Vanderbilt Cup in 1908. So that's the first American-built car to win a major American race, kind of proved that our cars were every bit as good as those coming out of France and Germany. So both of those cars are really special as an introduction to the exhibit.
Very special. Now, you said that was a 1916?
A 1906, actually, our locomobile. Old 16 was the number that it wore, so it's gotten that nickname over the years.
Okay. And let's go back to the sweepstakes, Henry Ford's first car, race car. What do you value that car at? Is there a value on it, or would you say priceless?
Priceless is not the best answer I can give you. I got to say, that's one of the toughest challenges of this job, because you got to put a value on these things for loans and that sort of thing. And how do you put a value on the original first race car built by Henry Ford? It's tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And the insurance company that you're involved, to insure everything that's in eight acres of trains,
yeah,
Airplanes, cars. Wow. So you guys started the zones, right? I mean, and you have is it a brand new, the racing zone? Tell us about that.
The racing exhibit is brand new for us. We've been planning it for quite a while, and finally all the pieces came together so we can get it opened up, but it's 24,000 square feet, so it works out to about a third of our present automobile exhibit. So you come in, you'll see all the production cars, the family cars, the daily drivers, and so forth. And then you'll see the racing exhibit kind of behind all of that in the back corner of the museum. And we wanted to break down the exhibit by types of racing, the forms of racing that are most popular in the United States. So obviously, stock car racing, IndyCar, hill climb, sports car, drag racing, and then land speed racing. So a nice collection of different cars and themes.
Sure, and then you probably have some of the uniforms, too, of the race car drivers?
We do. We've got some driver suits. We've got some helmets over the years, you know, going back to when they were nothing more than basically just cloth skull caps right on up to more modern full-face helmets. Yeah, it's amazing how much the gear has changed and obviously how much safer it's gotten over the years, too.
Sure. Now, and the displays. You guys, when you say 24,000 square feet, the displays are probably full tracks, right? I mean... You got them displayed like wow factor?
We've tried to recreate sections of the tracks or the landscapes in some cases that would be associated for those cars. So you go see our 1935 Miller Ford from the Indy 500. That's sitting on a section of brick track recreated from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And our land speed cars are on our version of a big salt flat. So it looks like they're out at Bonneville, too. Really cool and kind of amps up the display for all of these cars.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you mentioned Bonneville Salt Flats. I know you have the Goldenrod in there, don't you?
We do.
That car?
That's a visitor favorite. Nothing else quite like it.
And you say it's a visitor's favorite? Is there a reason why everybody likes it?
I think people love it because it just looks so different from anything else we have. I mean, this is a car it looks like a bullet, frankly, and it's 32 feet long, powered by four Chrysler Hemi V8 engines, and for many years, held the record for the fastest wheel-driven, naturally aspirated car out at Bonneville. So you know, that was built in 65 when the Jets and the Rockets were starting to come on the scene, but Goldenrod did it the old-fashioned way.
And they had to find a Spider Huff to drive that bad boy, didn't they? Because of the speed.
That's right.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the speed of that one, roughly?
The speed they said was 409.277 miles per hour. So I can't even comprehend
that. I can't comprehend the speed, but Matt, I can't comprehend how you have all these things memorized. I mean, you have it down to the tenth. Well, I guess you have, that's why I say I want your job, because the Henry Ford Museum, what a great place to live every day. You lucky.
It's a lot of fun. And, I love going out into the museum and watching the visitors experience these cars. Some of them returning for past visits. A lot of them are seeing them for the first time, and it's great to watch their faces light up.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break, Matt. When we come back, I want to talk about trophies and how big the trophies are, maybe what they're made out of, and maybe some of the drivers who did get those trophies. Right here on Auto World, I'm your host, Mark Evans, with Matt Anderson, the curator of the transportation of the Henry Ford Museum, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has concluded his meeting with Afghan officials in Kabul.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in an effort to make a determination if the Taliban had met the necessary conditions for the U.S. to pull troops out of the country by May 1st.
It's obvious that the level of violence remains pretty high in the country. We'd really like to see that violence come down. I think if it does come down, it can begin to set the conditions for, you know, some really fruitful diplomatic work.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
At the NCAA tournament, number one Baylor takes down number nine Wisconsin, 76-63, while top seed Illinois is upset by number eight Loyola of Illinois, 71-58. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Pleasure, folks, to have you join me here in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, live from Boise, Idaho. We're talking with our special guest on the special guest phone line. The phone is, of course, red hot. Alex, of course, had to put the welding glove on to pick that bad boy up to call our great guest. You gave me a Christmas present early. We have Matt Anderson with us. He's the curator of the transportation of the Henry Ford Museum, live from Dearborn, Michigan. And Matt, again, we've been talking about, I put you in the driver's seat so you can take the folks, our listeners that are listening to us on the globe here, on the earth, everywhere in each place that they are listening. Of course, it's just a treat to be here and be able to have you here to share. Put you in the driver's seat of the Henry Ford Museum. There's so many things. I know that one thing I wanted to ask you, we didn't talk about this before the show, Matt, but is there a hologram way of the communication at the Henry Ford Museum?
Like a way of communicating with us? Or
Yeah. I mean, like a big...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I know the gentleman Mo Rocca. He does
I see what you're talking about. The Henry Ford's Innovation Nation. Yeah, if you watch that program, he does his kind of like Skype calls or something with a hologram projection over the first stone there in the museum lobby, and that's the actual cornerstone of the building that Thomas Edison laid back in 1928. So it's a nice set piece for that show. But no, we've been doing that show for many years now. It's been great for us, getting a lot of young kids interested in science and technology in general. And then, of course, also getting a lot of folks interested in coming to visit us. I talked to a lot of people out on the museum floor who come from far corners of the country and say, you know, we've seen the TV show. We wanted to come see the place in person. So that worked out really well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got trains in the museum also?
We do, yeah. We've actually got a pretty good railroad display, and people might be surprised to know Henry Ford was, I think you could call him a train buff. That would be fair. He, as a young boy, used to watch the locomotive going by the family farm there and kind of never lost his love for trains. In fact, he owned a railroad at one point in the 1920s, but we've got some great locomotives, including one of the largest ever built. It's the Allegheny locomotive built for the C&O Railway in West Virginia, and this thing weighs 750,000 pounds without the coal or the water.
Oh.
So it's a beast. It's really cool.
Wow. And that's some square footage here, isn't it, in the museum?
yes, it is. Yeah, that takes up quite a bit of room.
And so you actually, you know, you get us involved, the people, we come in, we pay, we walk through, and I know that you have I think it's called a workout at the wheel. Is that something for us to do something? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, from the very beginning when we put this racing exhibit together, one of our main goals was to just let people know that racing drivers are athletes. You know, we think it's like getting in the family car and driving on the freeway or something. It's not like that. These people are strapped into a seat. They're getting bounced around like they're on a roller coaster for 2 or 3 hours at a time. It's not easy. So, yeah, our Motorsports Performance Training Center there, we've built kind of a replica of what a gym would look like where drivers go to train. So we've got a special little device there with a steering wheel hooked up to some dumbbell weights on a pendulum. There are flashing lights and a little target. You have to steer that target into those lights, which, of course, flash in a random sequence. So basically, you're just turning that wheel in all directions, feeling all that weight as you fight against it. And we also try to talk about the kind of memory training that these racers do and the sort of hand-eye coordination that they work to develop. So we have a large-screen TV that flashes different shapes in different places on the TV, and you've got to push them in a certain sequence as quickly as you can. And it's tough, frankly. It gets a little frustrating yeah. to see how fast and great those drivers are at doing this. But, you know, it's the difference between, success and disaster sometimes on the track. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you have, I think it's called brain tuning. Is that what you're talking about there? The brain tuning?
Exactly right. Yep, yep, brain training that these guys do. It's amazing.
Wow. Okay, so if we get, you know, they've always said, and Henry Ford, you know, of course, started this racing. I know I have a 1916 Chevrolet, Lewis Chevrolet. And I know that, didn't he work for Henry Ford for a while as a mechanic?
Well, the Chevrolet and Ford actually did get together at the Indianapolis 500. I believe it was 1923 or so. You know, Lewis Chevrolet, after he left the Chevrolet Automobile Company, started building performance parts for, among other things, Model Ts. So, in a way, they kind of crossed paths there in a way we don't think of today, but they are both represented in the exhibit. Obviously, Mr. Ford with the sweepstakes car, but then we also profile Louis Chevrolet, who, as you said, was a racing driver before he started building cars with Billy Durant, and he's arguably, alongside Mr. Ford, the most famous person in that exhibit because, of course, everybody knows the name Chevrolet today, even if it's not for his racing career.
Sure. Yeah, and a lot of people didn't know that, Thomas Edison, wasn't Thomas Edison Henry Ford's one of his best friends back in the day?
Yeah, Ford was absolutely, I think it's not too strong a word to say he worshipped Thomas Edison. I mean, he knew him as the Wizard of Menlo Park when Ford was a boy and Edison was inventing the phonograph and the light bulb and all these many things. And yes, later on in life they got to know each other, became really close friends, and famously went on these camping trips with Harvey Firestone throughout the mid-teens into the early 20s, where they would just take off with a convoy of 20 or 25 vehicles and go camping and just had a great old time. So a real friendship there.
Yeah, absolutely. I do remember when I was at the Henry Ford's house, Fairlane, they asked me, I got to climb up the tree and go into his treehouse, and there's that one old light bulb hanging there, and they were telling me the story about, you know, Henry Ford and Thomas Edison up there just talking as buddies, you know. That boy, wouldn't he be like a fly on the wall in those conversations?
Yeah, you've got to believe it, absolutely.
Oh, now let's go down Trophy Lane here. Talk about, what's one of the first trophies that you have in the Henry Ford Museum?
Yeah, we've got some really early trophies from the first decade of the 20th century into the 19-teens that a driver by the name of Frank Kulik, who's not so well known today, but at the time he was pretty well known, kind of a factory driver for Ford in the early years. And these are hill climb trophies that he won over the years. And, you know, they range from the kind of traditional cups we might imagine, even into kind of more elaborate plaques and medals and things like that. So those are fun. But, yeah, we wanted to look at, you know, every form of racing seems to have its big trophy. You talk about drag racing, it's the Wally, the little sculpture of Wally Parks that's found in the NHRA. You talk about stock car, I think about the Harley Earl trophy that they give away at the Daytona 500. And probably the most famous of all, of course, is the Borg Warner trophy at the Indianapolis 500. So we don't have it. We've got some great pictures of it. And I mean, I talk about your big trophy. That's taller than some of the drivers that have won that race.
Yeah. And there's a lot of history behind it. Can you share with our listeners, Matt, about the pictures of their face on the Borg Warner? What a little bit of history behind about that?
Yeah, the Borg Warner Trophy is unlike any other in that, you know, you get a little copy of it to kind of take home, kind of a little replica, but the main trophy stays at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Museum. And yes, if you win the race, you get your face, your profile basically sculpted and then attached to the side of that trophy. So you get to join the likes of, AJ Foyt, Bobby Unser, all the way back to, Ray Haroon and the original winner. So that's a real honor and makes that trophy, I think, unlike any other.
Yeah. Oh, it does. And then, of course, we're going to talk here a bit later. I'll go down that lane of the new, you know, like Brittany Force and all the new, you know, drag racers to NASCAR racers and all that. But most of all, I want to get, now you've got 8 acres of trains, planes, automobiles to take care of. And we're going to go to a short break. But, Matt, I just wanted to kind of shout out to you on that because I want to go down who details them all, how long does it take, how many people do you have, how big is the staff, you know, how many mechanics, technicians, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine trying to clean 8 acres of floor. So we're going to come back, you know, of course, from a short break. Keep that thought in your mind there and help us out because I started mechanicking and being a technician. We're going to take a short break here on Auto World, folks, from the Greasy Garage Studio here in Boise, Idaho, live with our special guest, Matt Anderson, curator of the transportation of the Henry Ford Museum, live in Dearborn, Michigan. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Wolf Creek Pathway, up on the creek side, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burnt a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, "Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to fix it up with a stick and a spoon." Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor, and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now, wouldn't you know? Sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Auto World. Be careful how you drive out there on those country roads. We're live in Dearborn, Michigan, here today on Auto World with our special guest, Matt Anderson. He is the curator, folks, of the transportation of the Henry Ford Museum in 8 acres. Matt, again, thank you. This has been a great, awesome treat to have you join us and taking us, putting you in the driver's seat, taking us down memory lane in the Henry Ford Museum. And I've got an email here, Matt, that this one from one of our charter members, Trey from Southern Illinois, wants to know, does it cost to get into the museum? Is one question. And is it a self-guided tour, or do you have a tour guide? And how do you go in groups? And again, the question I had too, and thanks, Trey, how long does it take? Do we need to plan about a month?
Yes.
Let's start with that. Let's start with the first question. How much does it cost?
Yeah, it's $25 to get into the museum. Of course, that includes the whole museum and all the activities in there that come with it. So there's no extra charge to go into the racing exhibit itself. So that's the first question. Second question about the guided tours. We have in the past offered guided tours. We've had to put a hold on those right now because of the COVID-19, but we're hoping to bring those back as things start to get a little better. And we've been talking about developing a kind of a self-guided audio tour where you could download it on our app. You could just, you know, plug in your headphones and your phone and listen to folks give you kind of a deeper, more guided tour of the racing exhibit. So look for something like that down the road.
Perfect, perfect. And Trey also says, great show, great guest. Thank you. And Trey, thank you. I appreciate you emailing. And I've got another email here from a gentleman that's listening on GCNLive.com. He wanted to know the cost, of course, too. And same questions there. But he wanted to know also, how much time do you feel someone needs to look at the whole entire 8 acres of the Henry Ford Museum?
Yeah,
I know that's tough, Matt. I mean, let's say, and we didn't say anything here. This gentleman, how much time does each person spend at each exhibit? Well, I know that's tough. What do you recommend?
Yeah, I say you've got to budget at least a whole day to look at the museum itself. You know, some people who know us know we also have an open air outdoor museum, what we call Greenfield Village, where there are 80 different buildings, Edison's Laboratory, the Wright Brothers Bicycle Shop, all this kind of thing. And we get people who come and they think they can do it all in a day, and it just doesn't work out. You know, you always leave disappointed. So I say budget at least a day to see the museum. And, yeah, depending on what people are interested in, they'll spend more time in certain exhibits than others. But I think to do that racing exhibit, you'll want to plan on at least an hour in there. We've got a film experience there, a movie experience, which is about 15 minutes. We've got some simulators there, which can be another 10 or 15 minutes by the time you run those. So, you'd be surprised how quickly that hour could go by in that exhibit.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And then can we take photos, pictures, all that, too, and share with our friends and family?
We'd love it if you did. Absolutely. Share them and put them out on social media. That would be great.
Okay. Okay, now what's the best way of our listeners or folks to get a hold of you and or how do we get in touch with the Henry Ford Museum to be able to know how to drive right to Greenfield Village? And to the Henry Ford Museum.
Best resource is to go right to our website, thehenryford.org. We've got all the information on all the exhibits and admission costs and directions to get here. And you know, I always like to point out we're only about 10 or 15 minutes away from the Detroit Metro Airport, so we're easy to get to wherever you're flying in from.
Oh, absolutely. That's easy. That's easy. And are they still doing tours also at Fairlane, Henry Ford's house?
They've been working on Fairlane, actually. It's been closed down the last couple of years. Fairlane's a whole story in and of itself, but, you know, after Henry and Clara Ford passed away, Ford Motor Company used it as, like, the company's archives. They actually put bookshelves and storage racks in there. So they're now trying to undo some of that and bring the house back to the way it would have looked, say, in the late teens, early 1920s, when Henry and Clara had kind of just moved in. So it's an ongoing project. But, yeah, looking forward to having that open again.
I know that, can you share a little history about the river that they put Fairlane on and how he supplied with his generators power to Dearborn? Do you know a lot about that?
Absolutely. The house is actually not too far from the Henry Ford, just on the other side of the street, so to speak, here. But we're both along the Rouge River, which flows through southeast Michigan and then out into the Detroit River and on to Lake Erie. But if the Rouge name sounds familiar, if you know your Ford history, you know the Henry Ford had a Rouge plant built right at the mouth of that river where they built a lot of Model A's, everything from Model A's to Mustangs to F-150s today. But, yeah, Henry was located a little further upriver there and actually built a powerhouse adjacent to the home that he and Clara lived in and, yes, powered most of the house's electrical needs right from the water power on the river there. And that was one of the things that Henry was always fascinated with throughout his life, this idea of water power. You know, here's all this energy just kind of begging us to harness it. So I think if he were here today, he'd be fascinated by what we're doing now with wind power and these new kinds of alternative energy sources.
Yeah, what do you think he would say if we had him sitting here talking with us right now behind the microphone about that new E-Mach Ford Mustang, E-All-Electric?
You know, I think you'd be surprised. I mean, he didn't, you know, they had electric cars, obviously, when he founded Ford Motor Company, and he never built them personally. You know, Edison had dabbled with some storage batteries. They talked about maybe going into the business making electric car, but, you know, they didn't do it. But I'm sure if he were here today and he realized that's the direction we were heading in, you know, he'd be interested. He'd be definitely trying out some ideas and experimenting with the best of them.
Absolutely. And Matt, too, real quick, tell us a little bit about the new displays. You know, Brittany Force, the Force family, the drag racing, and the NASCAR. You have a lot of the new fresh items in the museum also, right?
Yeah. I mean, we talk about the legends and the drivers from years ago in the exhibit. We wanted to have some really current faces in there, too. So you're right. You mentioned Brittany Force, who won the Top Fuel Championship a couple of years ago. We follow her and, of course, her whole family's history with drag racing. We also look at Ken Block, who is maybe one of the wildest stars right now in motorsport. You know, he's a legitimate rally driver, but he's probably better known for those YouTube videos he does where he's tracking tires everywhere. And we've got one of his cars in the exhibit. And we talk about him as being, you know, in a tradition that goes all the way back to Barney Oldfield, who's maybe not so well known today, but, you know, 100 years ago, he was the Ken Block of his day, doing all these kinds of elaborate stunts, racing airplanes and doing movies and all these kinds of things. So they're two of a kind, I think.
Yep, drifting the car. One last question for you. If I have a car or two that our listeners want to share with other people, do you take those cars in on, like, say, a short one-month visit? And, you know, if they want to just share them with you and put them in the museum for a month and then have them pulled out and bring them back home, do you do any of that kind of things like that?
Instead of that, what we do a couple of car shows out in Greenfield Village every year. On Father's Day weekend, we do our Motor Muster show, where we go from 1933 up to the late 1970s, and then weekend after Labor Day, we do our Old Car Festival, where we do anything from 1932 back to the 1890s. So by all means, if you've got a car, it's in original condition or non-modified, I should say, but you know, sort of stock restoration, please, we'd love to have you apply and bring it up for the shows.
Fantastic. Matt, again, what's a good way of everybody getting a hold of you folks?
Yeah, head right to our website, thehenryford.org.
There it is, folks. Thank you, Matt Anderson, the curator of transportation at the Henry Ford Museum. Thank you, Matt. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's always good to have you along. We'll have you on again right here on Auto World. Thanks, everybody. Drive safe and motor on.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.